The person who has most profoundly impacted my spiritual life and has been a witness of faith is my dad, Hal Soper. It's a great honor to have my dad here with us tonight. Dad, I know this kind of attention is not comfortable for you, as I can see right now looking at you. My hope is you can hear the deep gratitude I have for your influence in my life. It's a huge gift. There are three key ways my dad has been a witness of faith in my life. First way is my dad's faithfulness in spiritual practice. My dad is committed to daily personal meditation and prayer. There are many years we had a prayer room in our house, and he spent time each day in this room praying. This practice has been an inspiration to me in my spiritual time with God. My dad models the verse, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God." The second way my dad was a witness of faith in my life is his generosity. My dad consistently gives of his time and his financial resources to others. The most powerful impact on my life was his commitment to a boy named Ricky Allen. Ricky lived in the inner city of Detroit, and he would spend time at our house in the suburbs. This level of generosity opened me up to become actively involved in the lives of others. My dad models the verse from Philemon 1, and I am praying that you will put into action the generosity that comes from your faith, and as you understand and experience all the good things that we have in Christ. The third way my dad was a witness of faith in my life is his love for children. I think for me this is the biggest way, because loving children is very much who my dad is. It comes very naturally to him. His face lights up when young children are around. He chases them, he gives them candy, he tickles them, and always knows exactly the right thing to say. From the time I was a young girl, I knew with absolute certainty my dad loved me. My dad models the well-known verse from Matthew where Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." Thanks, Dad, from the depths of my heart, for your witness of faith in my life.